Our next case is Almo versus City of Seattle. Good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. I would like to reserve 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm Carl Lopez. May it please the court, I represent the Almos. We're here on an appeal of a summary judgment granted. The case involved a hazardous sidewalk condition which resulted in severe injury to Larry Almo. The evidence was that the City of Seattle does not have any inspection program related to its sidewalks. It clearly has a duty to maintain its sidewalks in a reasonably safe condition. That duty includes a duty to inspect. Additionally, there's evidence that the involved sidewalk defect was in place for some number of years and if had not been discovered, should have been discovered by the City of Seattle. And that's kind of basically the gist of what it is that we're claiming. We believe the summary judgment was improper because, in fact, there is a fact issue as to whether or not the City of Seattle's failure to inspect its own sidewalks for sidewalk hazards rises to the level of a failure to use ordinary care. I think that the Supreme Court has made it fairly clear, I believe, that, in fact, there is a duty to inspect. Even private landowners have a duty to inspect their own property for hazardous conditions under the EY case, which I cited in the brief. I think it's fairly straightforward. This is just a case where, in fact, there are the issues that should have been decided by the jury as opposed to the court on its own motion deciding that, as a matter of law, the City of Seattle's failure to inspect its own sidewalks and as a matter of law, allowing a sidewalk hazard to exist for a number of years is not negligent.
So there isn't an explicit duty stated in the restatement or the statute. So does this duty to inspect, is it merely implicit that because if you fail to inspect and find what's there to be found, we will charge you with constructive notice?
Yeah, I think the duty to inspect is implicit in the duty to maintain the sidewalks in a reasonably safe condition for ordinary travel. I mean, otherwise the city could simply not inspect and simply hide behind their ignorance to avoid having to maintain their sidewalks.
How often do you think they have to inspect?
Well, I don't think they have to necessarily have to inspect that often. In fact, I don't even know that they need to have an organized method of inspection. Among the things we suggested to the lower court was simply tell your meter readers or your water meter readers to keep an eye out for sidewalk hazards. Things like, you know.
Does the frequency of inspection go to the duty or does it go to standard of care or breach?
I think that the frequency would go to whether or not it was often enough. In other words, whether or not that was a breach of their duty to use. In other words, the question of how often they should have inspected, I think that would be something the jury would decide based on evidence presented by both sides. But in this case, of course, they admit they don't inspect at all. So the fact that this defect was in place for years, and it's a known kind of defect, everybody understands that this is the kind of thing that will happen in the vicinity of large trees. You can have sidewalks uprooted. Combined with the fact that this was an area of high pedestrian traffic, there were a lot of reasons why, even if the city didn't have a duty to inspect, there were a lot of reasons why in this particular case it would be a good idea to look at those sidewalks every once in a while. I mean, the evidence is that they never saw them. Or the other thing that troubles me a little bit about the city's argument is that they say they rely on the reports of adjacent landowners to determine whether or not. So in other words, all the people who own the land are supposed to be inspectors and then report to the city. But they don't give any information to the city, to the landowners, that in fact, for example, greater than a half inch elevation change in the sidewalks is a hazardous condition. Most people, I think, don't really realize that that is a significant trip hazard. So they wouldn't even know to report that or to get that repaired. So if they're going to rely on the public to inform them of, to basically perform their inspection duty for them without informing the public of what it is they're looking for, I think that also is something that a jury could find to be a failure to use ordinary care. It would be very simple to inform the public of this. Simply put it on a, every once in a while, throw it on the utility bill or something. Hey, if you see any sidewalk problems, call this number.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Jeffrey Cowan for the City of Seattle. May it please the court. There is no duty to inspect. It doesn't exist anywhere in the case law. There's no statutory requirement.
Council, let's assume there's no duty to inspect. There is a duty to keep the sidewalks reasonably safe.
Then the question becomes,
is there not such a duty?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We said that.
Here the issue seems to be whether or not the city had constructive notice of the defect. Do you agree?
That's true.
Okay. And there was testimony by a declaration that came in at the time of the motion for summary judgment, and I'll separate the motion for reconsideration, that suggested that the defect in the sidewalk was there a period of time that should have allowed the city to discover it, correct?
There was such a declaration, yes.
Okay. So why isn't there a genuine issue of material fact?
For a couple of reasons. The declaration is defective because the basis of the expert's opinion.
Well, let's assume that we reject your argument that the declaration is defective because it's listed in the order and summary judgment as having been considered by the trial court. So why isn't there a genuine issue of material fact?
Because constructive notice requires not just establishing the period of time that a defect has existed, but establishing that the city should have, in the exercise of ordinary care, discovered the defect in that time. So you have to analyze whether the way the city goes about discovering defects represents a failure of ordinary
care. But isn't
care.
Whether the city should have, whether the city could have? It was there to be seen, and it was there for certainly a lengthy period.
But the law is that the city should have discovered it. If you interpret that to mean that the city must have discovered it, that is inching awfully closely to making the city an insurer.
No, I'm not saying that it was unavoidable that the city discovered it, but isn't the rule that you could get constructive notice the fact that it was there to have been discovered and that it, in a reasonable maintenance program, would have been discovered?
Exactly. So the question is the city's maintenance program reasonable? The other side of the coin is that the only way the city would not have discovered the defect would be if it's method of discovering defects was not a reasonable one. What the plaintiffs failed to produce at the summary judgment stage was evidence that the way the city goes about maintaining sidewalk infrastructure represents a failure of ordinary care.
Why is that a duty of the plaintiff on a summary judgment motion to produce anything more than constructive notice?
To show constructive notice, they have to demonstrate that the city's maintenance regime is unreasonable.
What case do you rely on for that proposition?
It's implicit in the cases that are on which the jury instruction is based. Nybarger, the City of Kennewick case, that line of cases, which impose the duty, essentially establish the rule of constructive notice.
Implicit? We've had so many sidewalk cases in our history as a state. You'd think that there would be a case that would come right out and say that.
You would think. Unfortunately, many of the cases that do discuss this issue are unpublished. For reasons that escape me, the courts don't seem to want to resolve this one way or the other. For example, there's no particular standard that an uplift of, say, 1 inch is a hazard as a matter of law.
Well, there wouldn't be. I mean, that sort of thing would be a jury question. But we're talking here about notice. Now, what was the city's evidence with respect to how it tried to figure out what kind of condition its sidewalks were in?
Well, the city does several things. It relies, first of all, on complaints from citizens. It's in the record. There are 4 complaint lines open in which citizens can tell the city that they've observed some kind of defect. The city also relies on the landowner's duty, both under city ordinance and under the common law or the case law. Rosengren comes to mind, in which landowners are under a duty to prevent conditions on their land from damaging public ways. There are also
well,
some.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do, but we're talking about what you're supposed to do. So what is the program of maintenance? Do you do anything besides hope that people will call you?
We respond to calls on an ongoing
basis.
You
respond to calls. Do you ever go out and look at the sidewalks?
Well, yes. There are situations where construction or rebuilding under permit has been done. The city will inspect the conditions.
But as a general rule, you don't have any organized program of inspection once every year, 2 years, 3 years, four
no,
years?
No, we don't. And the law doesn't require us to.
Well, the law requires what is in the basic instruction on duty. You have a duty to maintain. So,
well, the question becomes:
you get to just say, "Well, we don't inspect." So, since we don't know, since we don't inspect, and we never know, we don't have constructive notice. We don't ever have to fix anything unless it really jumps out at us.
That's not an accurate description of how the city functions.
It sounds like it is.
If there is no evidence, there was no evidence presented at the summary judgment stage that reliance on complaints from citizens, on adjacent property owners to report defects that they may have caused, represents an inefficient, ineffective, inadequate way of maintaining.
Isn't that a matter of common sense for the jury?
I would say it's a matter of expert opinion, Your Honor.
I see.
The jury needs evidence on which to draw conclusions. They can't.
Mr. Lopez said, and it seems to me that so far he's correct. He said that you didn't have any program of inspection.
That's true. There's no dispute about that.
Yeah.
But our point is that since the law doesn't require a program of inspection, the absence of a program inspection can't be the measure of ordinary care.
I see.
But isn't the inspection or other effort your evidence of reasonable discharge of the duty so that constructive notice isn't imputed to you?
And that's what we rely, that's what we're arguing, that the city's method, citizen complaints, reliance on landlords, is adequate to the task.
Okay, but that's a fact question, because here we have established that the condition existed, that it was significant in terms of the risk under expert opinion and existed for a significant period of time. And so the question is, should you be charged with notice and liability given that your efforts to maintain didn't discover?
Well, by that logic, any irregularity would impose liability on us. This is an irregular.
No, you still have the effort to persuade a jury that what you did was reasonable. And the fact that you didn't discover this is excusable.
But isn't the burden on the plaintiff to offer evidence that it's not reasonable?
Comparative negligence claims.
It seems to me that you're trying to shift to the non-moving party a burden that is not there. And it seems to me that your argument really is something that a jury should be deciding, not a judge on summary judgment.
Well, our position is that the jury, to decide the issue, needs facts from which it can infer or conclude that the city was negligent.
So the question is, who has the burden to supply those facts?
The
right?
Plaintiff has the burden of proof.
Well, the question is, who has that burden? And if we decide it's you, then you have a problem with the summary judgment having been granted.
I guess I do, but I would say that the burden is on the plaintiff to prove his case, which includes proving that the city was negligent, which is proving that the city failed to meet the standard of ordinary care. And our
I'm
position.
Interested in something that you said earlier about the law. You know, there are cases that, you know, certainly can be cited against your position. All right, but it seemed to me that you said there's a series of unpublished opinions. Are you saying that there's sort of an underground current of opinion that favors the city and that says really the city doesn't have to have any program of inspection?
That's not exactly what I meant.
Just haven't been brave enough to come out and say that in a published opinion, and that's what you'd like us to do now?
Not exactly.
What are you saying about? Because I'm concerned about any discrepancy.
There are in the literature a number of unpublished opinions that specifically address issues like this of whether an uplift of 1 inch is unreasonably dangerous or not.
And are you saying that if we examine those unpublished opinions, we'll find that they're substantially different from the published ones? That's all I wanted.
No, no. My position is that they're all over the map. There's no consistent approach to the problem.
Isn't that because of expert testimony?
It's for all kinds of reasons, Your Honor. It's because
I mean, there isn't a statutory standard.
I'm sorry?
There isn't a statutory standard.
Or a common law one, for that matter.
So you'd invite the court to make one up, rather than let experts do it?
The experts testify to the evidence. The court creates the standard against which that evidence is measured.
We have the expert testimony in the trial court saying a lift of half an inch is a walking hazard to a normal pedestrian. They're testifying to the risk and the standard, aren't they?
But that doesn't
mean that in the cases.
Right, but the question of constructive notice can only be answered if it's shown that the city's maintenance regime fails to meet the test of ordinary care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It seems to me that the city attempts to avoid its independent duty to use reasonable care to provide safe sidewalks for pedestrians. The fact that it says it simply relies on the complaints of an uneducated public, I think, certainly is something that a jury could think is not enough. I have nothing further.
Thanks.
You.